My experience of fibromyalgia. As a young person interested in fashion, it can be really difficult when your chronic illness interferes with your ability to access exciting new clothes. So in my final year of my fashion design degree, I wanted to use my personal experience of fibromyalgia to create adaptive clothing that alleviates the symptoms of my condition, rather than exacerbating them, whilst also celebrating all that I love about fashion. I started to notice that something wasn't quite right when I was in sixth form, that the way I felt was different to my peers. My joints clicked like theirs did, as we were all still growing, but I felt sharp pain each time which radiated throughout the affected area as a dull ache for ages afterwards. I could only do 3 days in a row at my after-school job before becoming exhausted, but my friend could do 4 days and be fine. And I, a straighter GCSE student, was starting to struggle to concentrate in class and remember what we had learnt that day. The little things started to add up, until I was noticeably fatigued and in pain more days than not. I had numerous doctor's appointments and tests through a period of about a year, to try and find out what was wrong. More than once it was heavily implied that I was just growing or needed to be less stressed about my A-levels. My symptoms reached the point where I couldn't write notes in my classes without wrist supports and my teachers were having to put a plan in place to help me get through my exams. Then the country was put into lockdown. I thought that maybe now school was done, my symptoms would improve, but nothing seemed to get any better, despite the days just lounging in front of Netflix or sunbathing in the garden. Fortunately, with my mum's persistence and advocacy, I was able to see a rheumatologist when the country started opening up again, who diagnosed me with fibromyalgia, 1. I hadn't heard of fibromyalgia before this appointment, and neither did anyone else I knew. I learned that it is a chronic condition characterized by widespread joint pain with no obvious cause, like inflammation or a broken bone, and fatigue even after resting. It is thought to be a problem with the central nervous system, so the messages sent to my brain by the nerves around my body are overactive, communicating pain where there shouldn't be any. Suddenly things made sense to me. There was a name for this experience I was having. It was legitimate and real, not just in my head or an expression of exam stress. I started studying fashion design at Nottingham Trent University not long after this diagnosis, having had very little time to learn how to manage my condition. I was juggling the usual worries around living away from home for the first time with anxiety about the worsening pandemic and my health struggles. It took me a long time to ask for help from the university and doctors, because in all honesty it took me a long time to accept that I was really struggling with this condition, and to admit that I couldn't get through university on my own. Things started to change once I stood up for myself and asked for the help I needed, and I saw an improvement in my symptoms and my ability to manage them.